So Marcus, last year, preseason opener, you were sidelined. You were able to get into preseason action later on. What will it mean to you to be in there from the start this time around?
It's going to be, you know, huge. Something that I feel like I've built a lot of momentum. I've done well. I've handled my business well. I went about each day just being consistent. So bringing that energy, bringing that that feel for our offense, the game, you know, going into Thursday, and just the preseason in general. You know, each and every game you have to approach it the same way. So being able to bring that in and just, you know, put my best foot forward, like I always say, showing the best version of myself and just going out there and, you know, compete and helping this team win, it's going to be huge.
What do you recall about your experience in the preseason last season when you did get on the field?
I remember coming back. So I missed 2 weeks, and then I was able to suit up against Pittsburgh, which was the second game. I didn't play much. It was still, you know, tender, my quad. And then the Colts game was more of the veterans game, so another game where you don't really get in. And then the last game is the game that you do everything in. So I remember doing a lot of special teams. I felt like I played really well on special teams. Had a couple catches, and, you know, I still wasn't 100%. You know, it's something I had to fight through for that game. So, you know, going into this this next preseason, this next set of four games, it's one of those things where you're a lot more confident. Just thinking back to last year fighting, you know, with the weakened quad and being able to make plays when I could and, you know, do some things well, I feel like, you know, it just helped me mentally going into this next game knowing what I'm, you know, capable of doing, especially with the reps I've been getting leading up to it.
You've been getting a lot of time with the first team offense. How does that help you moving forward, getting ready for this first game?
It's huge, you know, and you have to approach it with a certain mindset each play. You have to be able to line up and visualize a crowd, visualize your opponent. And we have a great defense all around, in my opinion. And I feel like they compete. We all compete. They make us better, make me better. So when I line up and I'm getting first-team reps and you're going against Jalen Mills, Patrick Robertson, even Rasul when he's out there, you know, all those guys, all our corners, all our secondary, they make us better. They make me better. And, you know, I feel really good going into this first game.
How do you want to carry the momentum of what you've been able to accomplish, not just in training camp but in the spring as well, over to this preseason opener?
You just want to just really show, you know, it's almost like the final piece, I would say. You have OTAs, then it's like, well, let's see what he does in training camp. Then it's like, well, let's see what happens when the pads come on, live practice, open practice. So it's like a step and a step and a step.
You've got our media, you know, dialed down to a science there.
Exactly. So it's one of those things where you have to complete, like, just keep redialing. That's why I always say you can't get too high or low. I have a good practice, come back the next day, start over. Critique myself more than I give myself credit. And like I said, just going into this first game, it's a blessing. It's a blessed opportunity. And you have to continue to take advantage and just relax. You know, things will go well, and there's going to be things you have to fix. It's the first game of the season. So above all, I look forward to it. I'm excited.